We meet in the name of God, who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Good morning and welcome to all of you on this beautiful, lovely, weathered day. It's so good to see so many of you who have braved the dark and the rain to come and celebrate the beginning of Advent together. And you'll see that we have a booklet for Advent, which we'll be using for the next few Sundays in the run-up until Christmas. I have just a couple of notices before we begin, the first being that next weekend at Holy Trinity Church we have the Christmas Tree Festival, and to which you are all very warmly invited to go along and have a look at the many beautiful trees that will be put up and to choose your favourite. And what we're going to do is, rather than announcing it on Facebook sometime after the event, who has got the best tree, we're going to have a service on Sunday the 8th at 4:30 in the afternoon that will be a Christmas jumper service. The idea is, come along wearing, if you have one, come along in your best or worst Christmas jumper, and we will sing some Christmas carols and we'll hear the Christmas story in a way that should be fun and enjoyable for the whole family, and at which we will be announcing which tree has the most votes. So please do come along. And if you would like to, we would be very grateful if we could have a few more volunteers to just help with being present in the church over the weekend while visitors are coming in. There is a sign-up sheet in the porch or at the back. Speak to David and we'll make sure that that all happens. The last thing I would just like to say is, you might have seen through the email newsletter that there, obviously everyone's seen in the news about the assisted dying bill and its developments and processes. I wrote, I would say a little something, it was longer than a little, but not as long as a lot, something reflecting on that. If you haven't had the chance to read it, there are some printed copies available at the back, and there are some more printed copies available of the piece that I wrote in response to the Archbishop and the safeguarding allegations, because I was asked if we could have a few more copies at the back for people to read if they wanted to. So if you would like to read my thoughts and reflections on those two topics, there are some copies available at the back. But we are here to praise our Lord, so let us stand as we begin our service. Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ be with you. Let us sing our first hymn, Shine, Jesus, Shine, number 362. Set us free.
wise men, and from whom their secrets are, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts
by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name, through Christ our Lord. Amen. Would you please be seated? So we come to the lighting of the Advent wreath candles. And it's worth noting that we already have one candle lit. We have the Paschal candle, the Easter candle, standing visual as it always does, reminding us of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. But this hope is the story that we are beginning in Advent once again. And so we come to light our candles in remembrance of what is about to come. And each of these candles has different forms of symbolized meanings, some of which vary from place to place. But today's candle for the first week of Advent traditionally represents the waiting of the patriarchs, that is, Abraham, and so on through Genesis into Exodus. Waiting and trusting and living, having heard the word of God say to Abraham, "Go," he went in faith. And so we light this candle as the first candle of Advent, remembering the faith of the patriarchs. And we come to our Advent candle prayer for this year, praying, Lord Jesus, Master of both the light and the darkness, send your Holy Spirit upon our preparations for Christmas. We who have so much to do and seek quiet spaces to hear your voice each day. We who are anxious over many things look forward to your coming among us. We who are blessed in so many ways long for the complete joy of your kingdom. We whose hearts are heavy seek the joy of your presence. We are your people, walking in darkness, yet seeking the light. To you we say, come, Lord Jesus. Amen. A voice cries out in the wilderness, make straight the way of the Lord. So let us listen and turn to the Lord in penitence and faith. Heavenly Father, you call us to repent of our sins. Soften our proud and stubborn hearts. Lord, have mercy. Lord, Jesus, you declared the forgiveness of God. Teach us to forgive one another. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Holy Spirit, you search our hearts and show us the truth. Direct us in your way of righteousness. Lord, have mercy. Almighty God, who in Jesus Christ has given us a kingdom that cannot be destroyed, forgive you your sins, open your eyes to God's truth and strengthen you to do God's will, and give you the joy of his kingdom, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Our collect prayer for the first Sunday of Advent. Almighty God, give us grace to cast away the works of darkness and to put on the armour of light, now in the time of this mortal life, in which your Son, Jesus Christ, came to us in great humility, that on the last day, when he shall come again in his glorious majesty to judge the living and the dead, we may rise to the life immortal, through him who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. We remain seated for our Bible readings.
The Old Testament reading is taken from the book of the prophet Jeremiah, chapter 33, beginning to read at verse 14. The days are coming, declares the Lord, when I will fulfill the good promise I made to the people of Israel and Judah. In those days, and at that time, I will make a righteous branch sprout from David's line. He will do what is just and right in the land. In those days, Judah will be saved, and Jerusalem will live in safety. This is the name by which it will be called: the Lord, our righteous Saviour. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The New Testament reading is taken from Paul's letter to Thessalonians, chapter 3, beginning to read at verse 9. How can we thank God enough for you in return for all the joy we have in the presence of God because of you? Night and day we pray most earnestly that we may see you again and supply what is lacking in your faith. Now may our God and Father himself and our Lord Jesus clear the way for us to come to you. May the Lord make your love increase and overflow for each other and for everyone else, just as ours does for you. May he strengthen your hearts so that you will be blameless and holy in the presence of God, our God the Father, when our Lord Jesus comes with all his holy ones. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Let us stand and sing our next hymn, O Come, Emmanuel, number 410.
Thank you.
the Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Luke. And there will be signs in sun and moon and stars and on the earth, distress of nations in perplexity because of the roaring of the sea and the waves, people fainting with fear and with foreboding of what is coming on the world. For the powers of the heavens will be shaken, and then they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. Now when these things begin to take place, straighten up, raise your heads, because your redemption is drawing near. And Jesus told them a parable. Look at the fig tree and all the trees. As soon as they come out in leaf, you see for yourselves and know that the summer is already near. So also, when you see these things taking place, you know that the kingdom of God is near. Truly I say to you, this generation will not pass away until all has taken place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. But watch yourselves, lest your hearts be weighed down with dissipation and drunkenness and the cares of this life, and that day come upon you suddenly like a trap. For it will come upon all who dwell upon the face of the whole earth. But stay awake at all times, praying that you may have strength to escape all these things that are going to take place, and to stand before the Son of Man. This is the Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. May I speak in the name of God, who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Would you please be seated? I have an important question for you. Which of you have already this morning gone and opened a small cardboard door to reveal a small piece of chocolate? Has anybody had an advent calendar yet this morning? We have a couple of hands at the back. And was it good? Yes, we have excited nods at the back. It was good having advent calendars of chocolate, but it's not just advent calendars of chocolate. No, my wife has an advent calendar of tea. A different tea bag of a different variety for a cup of tea each day throughout the whole time of Advent. And if you look online, you can see in all the Black Friday sales, luxury advent calendars that have expensive perfumes or jewelries or little gifts for each and every day in the run-up to Christmas. And indeed, it seems that we are very much in that running up to Christmas. We're talking about when people are going to go and do their Christmas shopping, if they haven't already done it, when people are going to go and collect the turkey, who's coming for Christmas and on what dates, and of course, when are the carol services. We're getting ready for Christmas. And we as Christians probably pride ourselves on the fact that we are not getting too caught up in the commercialization of Waitrose Christmas adverts and other such things. But we remember that Christmas is all about that wonderful baby boy resting in a manger, surrounded by the shepherds and the kings who would grow up to be for us our Saviour. And by doing so, we think that we are doing well. And we are, if we hold on to the Christmas story. But it's not Christmas just yet. We're in the season of Advent. And that might go some way towards explaining the story and the reading that we have just heard. Because I don't know about you, but when I think about Christmas, I don't think about there being signs in the sun and the moon and the stars, with the nations being in distress and perplexity, with people fainting with fear and foreboding. At least I hope that that is not your sensation as we anticipate Christmas. Indeed, Christmas can be difficult for many people because of those whom they love and miss and have with them no longer. For some people, Christmas is a very difficult time of year. But I don't think that's what this passage is referring to. It's pointing towards something much bigger than what will happen in just a few weeks' time. It's pointing towards the return of Jesus. And that brings us on to the theme of Advent, that of watching and waiting, looking for the signs that God is going to do something new once again. In the Old Testament, we have the patriarchs, as we have referenced this morning, and all the people of God and the Israelites who faithfully, and at times not so faithfully, have lived as his people. He has said to them again and again, I will be your God, and you will be my people, and I shall come and deliver you. And they watched and they waited for him to come and deliver them. And this is what the story of Christmas is all about. That long-awaited arrival of the Messiah, of the King of the world stepping into our story. That by growing up and living a human life just like us, he might embrace every experience that we could imagine. Every sin, every shame, every element of guilt was placed on him upon the cross. And even there, he embraces our death, dying the death that we all shall die, that he might make for us an act of atonement, that we can be forgiven of our sins and offered eternal friendship with God. For in the resurrection it is revealed that he is a living promise. A living promise of hope and joy, that we have no cause to be afraid of even the power of death. And this is the hope that actually, if we listen carefully, we find in our gospel reading. For in the midst of the world being in turmoil and in despair, he says, now when you see these things begin, straighten up, lift up your head, that is, have confidence. Be not afraid, because your redemption is drawing near. Elsewhere in Scripture it says, perfect love casts out fear. Now, if we are anxious and afraid, that does not mean we do not have perfect love, because our love can never be perfect, especially not when we weigh it against Christmas presents and time with family. No, our love is made perfect by the love of God for his Son, Christ Jesus, who died for us. This is the perfect love that casts out our fear. And as surprising as it may seem, I believe that when that day comes that the Lord returns, those of us who believe in him will find ourselves unnaturally calm and excited. We will have confidence, because we will recognize that our Lord is coming to save us. He will be coming with the angels and shining in glory. He will be coming in physicality to bring about a new creation. This earth and this heaven shall pass away, and all things shall be made new. But the one thing which will never pass away are the words of Jesus Christ. And he says to us, watch yourselves. Do not let your hearts be weighed down with drunkenness and dissipation. Do not be overwhelmed by the cares of this life, but rather be praying that you may have strength to see the Son of Man and to escape the judgment that is coming upon the world. Now, I do not believe that this is talking about the events which are talking about the world right here and right now. But rather, in each and every generation, we have events which are troubling and concerning. All you have to do is look at the news and see the rumors of wars, the potential for escalations, finances collapsing, changing, all of this and that, you know it. But in each generation, there is an echo and a birth pain of a creation that is waiting for the return of Jesus. And we know that as we come through these anticipatory echoes, that one day it will be for real. But even when it is for real, we do not need to be afraid, because Jesus will be with us. And so I'm sorry that this is not all about Christmas. But we're not all about Christmas just yet. We're watching and waiting and reflecting on all that God has done, for all that he still has to do. And just as he will come at the end to bring all things together, he will do so in a way that will subvert our expectations. And he will do so in a way that will remind us that he is not finished with what he has to do with us. Our salvation has been won for us upon the cross and by the resurrection. That act is complete. But our lives are ongoing. Our growth continues. We continue to grow and change and develop into the people that he is calling us to be. And I want to end by referring to a saying from St. Augustine that challenges us and our expectations of what God is going to do in our lives by challenging us with how Jesus actually did things. Augustine writes, "Man's maker was made man, that he who was ruler of the stars might nurse at his mother's breast, that the bread of life might hunger, the fountain thirst, the light sleep, the way be tired on its journey, that the truth might be accused of false witness, the teacher be beaten with whips, the foundation be suspended on wood, that strength might grow weak, that the healer might be wounded, and that life might die." Jesus coming into the world as a baby was unexpected. Jesus returning at the end will be somewhat unexpected. And what God can do with us in our lives is often unexpected. So let us not be afraid by the fears of the world around us. Let us stand up straight and hold our heads up high, confident in the hope that Christ Jesus has won for us, and come forwards to taste the bread and the wine, the pledges of his love, which are standing true now and forever. Amen. And so I invite you to stand up straight with your heads raised high as we confess together our faith. We believe in one God, the Father of the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation he came down from heaven, was incarnate from the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and was made man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day he rose again, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven, and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Would you please be seated for a time of prayer.
They will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. When these things begin to take place, stand up and lift up your heads, because your redemption is drawing near. Lord, we come before you on this Advent Sunday, the beginning of the church's year, a time of expectation and anticipation, as we await your coming, the light of the world out of the darkness. Help us to use this short season before the hectic bustle of Christmas as a period of reflection. Yours is the everlasting presence from time immemorial to time eternal. You hold our lives close to you, and all that we are exists under your mighty power. We take this time to examine our lives, our need to put right our many shortcomings, and our need to welcome you into our hearts. We are sorry for those weaknesses which darken our way, and thank you that you sent your Son to bring redemption and reconciliation, a beacon of hope for us all. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
We pray for the world we live in as we await your coming. We give thanks for the ceasefire between Israel and Hezbollah and pray that it will endure to allow those devastated by the conflict to begin the harrowing process of rebuilding their lives. We pray that peaceful solutions may be brought to bear elsewhere. We ask that you will bless all who work for peace and unity, and that all those in positions of power will exercise compassion and restraint to bring an end to the suffering of so many in their charge. In the meantime, draw near to all who are fearful for their future, that they may be comforted by you, the Prince of Peace. Lord, in your mercy,
hear
our prayer. We pray for your church throughout the world, that the fruits of the Spirit may enable all who meet in your name to bring hope to others. We ask that your wise counsel will guide the Church of England as it confronts abuses from within and a crisis of confidence in its leadership. We give thanks this morning for the appointments of the Reverend Canon Dave Bull and Reverend Canon Mary Gregory as the bishops of Buckingham and Reading. Give them the energy and discernment needed as they prepare for their new callings, and help those who are to work with them support their transition. We ask for your blessing on all who are called to minister, and ask that the light of faith may shine in every fellowship to reach out to others over this coming season. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
We ask that you will be with all who are suffering or in need of your comfort at this time, those in our community who are known to be facing difficult times, and those whose suffering is hidden away in private. We thank you for those on the road to recovery and ask that you continue to hold them close. In a short moment of silence, we name before you any on our hearts this morning. Lord, in your mercy,
hear
our prayer. We bring before you all those who are feeling the pain of grief at the loss of a loved one, either recently or at this time of year. We thank you for their lives among us and ask that you will help us to support all who mourn, taking strength from your promise of everlasting life through the death and resurrection of your Son. Lord, in your mercy,
hear
our prayer. Give grace to us, our families and friends, and to all our neighbours, that we may serve you in one another and love as you love us, as we watch and await your coming. Merciful Father, accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Would you please... May the God of peace make you completely holy, ready for the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. The peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.
Let us share with one another a sign of Christ's peace. Our next hymn is number 555. Thou didst leave thy throne and thy kingly crown. lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give thanks and praise.
Would you please be seated? Father, we give you thanks and praise through your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, your living Word, through whom you have created all things. He was sent by you in your great goodness to be our Saviour. By the power of the Holy Spirit, he took flesh as your Son, born of the Blessed Virgin. He lived on earth and went about among us. He opened wide his arms for us on the cross. He put an end to death by dying for us, and revealed the resurrection by rising to new life. So he fulfilled your will and won for you a holy people. And now we give you thanks because in his coming, the day of our deliverance has dawned, and through him you will make all things new, as he comes in power and triumph to judge the world. And so we join our voices with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven to proclaim your glory, forever praising you and saying, Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Lord, you are holy indeed, the source of all holiness. Grant by the power of your Holy Spirit, and according to your holy word, these gifts of bread and wine may be to us the body and the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, who in the same night that he was betrayed, took bread and gave you thanks. He broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, Take, eat, this is my body which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same way, after supper, he took the cup and gave you thanks. He gave it to them, saying, Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many, for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me. Praise to you, Lord Jesus. Dying, you destroyed our death. Rising, you restored our life. Lord Jesus, come in glory. And so, Father, calling to mind his death on the cross, his perfect sacrifice made once for the sins of the whole world, rejoicing in his mighty resurrection and glorious ascension, and looking for his coming in glory, we celebrate this memorial of our redemption, as we offer you this, our sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving. We bring before you this bread and this cup, and we thank you for counting us worthy to stand in your presence and service. Send the Holy Spirit on your people and gather into one in your kingdom all who share this one bread and one cup, so that we in the company of all the saints may praise and glorify you forever through Jesus Christ our Lord, by whom and with whom and in whom, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honour and glory be yours, Almighty Father, forever and ever. Amen. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. We break this bread to share in the body of Christ. Though we are many, we are one body, because we all share in one blood. Jesus, Lamb of God, have mercy on us. Jesus, bearer of our sins, have mercy on us. Jesus, Redeemer of the world, grant us peace. Draw near with faith. Receive the body of our Lord Jesus Christ, which he gave for you, and his blood, which he shed for you. Eat and drink in remembrance that he died for you, and feed on him in your hearts, by faith with thanksgiving. Body of our Lord Jesus Christ, beloved body and soul and everlasting life. Body of our Lord Jesus Christ, preserve our body and soul and everlasting life. O Lord, our God, make us watchful and keep us faithful as we await the coming of your Son, our Lord, that when he shall appear, he may not find us sleeping in sin, but active in his service and joyful in his praise, through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Father of all, we give you thanks and praise, that when we were still far off, you met us in your Son and brought us home. Dying and living, he declared your love, gave us grace and opened the gate of glory. May we who share Christ's body live his risen life. We who drink his cup bring life to others. We whom the Spirit lights give light to the world. Keep us firm in the hope you have set before us, so we and all your children shall be free, and the whole earth live to praise your name. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. So let us stand and sing our final hymn, number 559, To God Be the Glory.
Thank you.
Great things he have taught us, great things he have done, and great our rejoicing through Jesus the Son. But purer and higher and greater will be our wonder, our worship when Jesus we see. This is the spirit of Advent. We do not pretend that we have forgotten our Christian faith and story until Christmas has arrived, but we hold it in anticipation that one day it shall be so much more glorious than it already is. May I leave you all this day with a blessing. The God of all grace, who called you to his eternal glory in Christ Jesus, establish, strengthen, and settle you in the faith. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always. Amen. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord. In the name of Christ. Amen.